friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim Rambam, Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Melachim, Melachos Zayin. We've already seen a flos mitaras Hashem. This is the third Shiur in this series. Again, based on the Torah of Mori Varavi, Hagaon HaGadol, Rav Yitzchak Manzat Zal. In the previous Shiur, we saw the Yesod that when a king is appointed, it's appointed right now for all the generations. That's the Yerusha and that's the Meshicha that really starts at the get-go. As we were Medayik in the Lashonos of the Rishonim, it was Pile Plos. And with this, we're going to, as they say, take the ball and run with it. Umeyatanera, Shema Shekatav, Vachatam Sofer, Deleka Yerusha, Ela Besrara, Velo Beketer Torah, Vekiun. The Chasim Sofer said a Chiddush that we saw in the previous Shir, that there's only Yerusha if it's a position of Srara, of leadership, but not in the world of Torah and Kahuna. And Keser Torah and Keser Kahuna, that's the famous discussion. Is there Yerusha in Rabbonus? So the Chasim Sofer's assertion is absolutely not. The Yerusha is only when it comes to Keser, and only when it comes to Srara. But now when it comes to Keser Torah and Keser Kehuna, except for the fact that we have a special ribui in the Pasuk, we have a special limud in the Gemara that Kohen Gadol is inherited, but lulei that Gzeres HaKasuv, it would not be. So that the Chasim Sofer said as he saw that there's only Yerusha B'Srara and not B'Keser Torah V'Kehuna, שאין זה אלא במה שנתבאר מינוי לחתחילה לו ולדורותיו שאין זה אלא בשררה שהוא זכות באחרים שניתן הזכות לו ולזרעו. So the Chasim Sofer, we are going to suggest, was only talking about this מינוי לחתחילה לו לדורותיו. When do you get a מינוי, an appointment that's for you and for all the generations? That is only if it's Sarara, if it's leadership, if it's a king and the like, but not Keser Torah and Lulei Gzeres HaKasuv Keser Kehuna. Aval Keter Torah Shehu Metziut Be'Adam Klapei Atzmo Lo Shayach Baze Minui Ledorot. How do you have a Minui Ledoros of Keser Torah? Keser Torah is a metzius of a person vis-a-vis himself. It's unique to the person who carries this crown of Torah. However, nevertheless, there is a din in Yerusha de Alma Meribuya de Kra Legabe Kohen Gadol. We have a ribuy in the Pasuk that there's Yerusha by a Kohen Gadol. Meaning that sof-sof the Moirish has this Keser, and the din of the Yoirish, when he's Roy for this Keser, for this crown, is to inherit what the Moirish has. The Yoirish gets what the Moirish has. So even by Kohen Gadol, it's not a Yerusha from the get-go, L'kol Adoros, but each successive generation inherits the previous generation. That's Pshat in the Yerusha of Kohen Gadol. And this we can see b'diuk loshon haRambam, that legabe melech, the Rambam writes that when the king is anointed, he's zoche loy ulebonov. And the Rambam doesn't say this legabe the Kohen Gadol in the fourth parak of Klei HaMikdash in the 20th halacha that we discussed in the previous shiurim. But Kohen Gadol, the Rambam emphasizes that when he dies, we appoint, we establish Tachtav Bino or Haraui Liyosho, his son, or somebody who is going to inherit him. And the Rambam doesn't have this lashon by a king. Ubimelech lo katav lehaamid ben. The Rambam didn't write to appoint a son. Ela Yerusha Greida. Besides, when in the case where It says that if he was Mamali Makam Avoisav B'yirav Elo B'chochma, there the Rashi says Ma'amidin Oisav B'makam Aviv. So that hopefully we're going to explain. But in general, when the Rambam talks about a king taking over, he just says that it's Lo Labanav L'kol Adoris. It doesn't say Ma'amidim Ben by Bun Kuna, it says Lahamid Ben. Shebekohen Gadol Shebegeder Yerusha Be'alma Eino Na'asa Miyad Kohen Gadol She'ena Yerusha Al Mitziut HaKohen Gadol She'kanal Miyuchedet LaMorish Ela Al HaSchut Lihiyot Kohen Gadol KeMorish U'mi She'yesh Lo HaSchut Dinu LeManoto U'LeHa'amido U'ma She'en Ken B'melech Chal Miyad HaMinui Gam Al HaYoresh. So when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, it's the gather of a normal Yerusha. Because it's not on the fact that he is a Kohen Gadol b'mitzias, because he's not, but rather he has a schus, he has the rights to Yarshin his father. Mashenkin, when it comes to a melech, there the minui is automatically, directly, immediately chal on the yoresh, and it's included in the minui of the morish. It's seamless. It's not like you have a kohen gadol and then he dies and now there's this new minui of the son. Oh, when it comes to the melech, it's automatic that it goes to the son. It's a natural continuation of the father, because when the father was appointed, he was appointing him and his sons the kol adoros, and therefore you don't need ha'amoda. The ha'amoda is by a kohen gadol. There you need ha'amoda. You need a special new appointment that he has the schus yirusha su yarshins, but it's a ha'amoda. You have to appoint him. Here you don't need ha'amoda when it comes to a king. He becomes a king immediately, and that's why a Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, requires Mashicha. We had asked, what's the pshat? That's what we spoke about so much in earlier shiurim. What's the pshat that a Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, requires Mashicha, and a Kohen Ben Melech doesn't require anointing Mashicha? And the answer is, Kohen Gadol ein din asial dorotav linyan minui. When the Melech is anointed, so he's anointed for all the generations. That anointing passes, it's like all his children and grandchildren were anointed, and the minui was for him and for all of his grandchildren. They were appointed and anointed at the same time. But when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, it's not for all the generations. He's appointed, and now the son has a schus also to be appointed. So he needs a new Mashicha. But Kohen Gadol ain't din asial dorotav le'inyan ha'minui, u'bimeila gam lo le'inyan ha'mashicha. The minui isn't l'doris, and the mashiach is not l'doris. V'kevan de l'mitziut de kohen gadol ba'i shiye mashuach bal kolchenu l'moshcho acharei she'en bo mashiachah yidei mashiachat morisho kivimelech. And since for the mitzius of a kohen gadol we require that he should be mashuach, willy nilly we have to anoint him, since he doesn't have mashiachah through the Mashicha of his Moirish. He has a Moirish. The Moirish does Mashicha, but he doesn't have Mashicha. This new Kohen Gadol. So he needs a new Mashicha. He needs a new Hamada. But by a Melech, no, nothing new is necessary. Because what the Tati got was also given to the children at that very time, at the get-go, from the outset. Ela, we still have a problem. The kasha of the Chasim Sofer and the Avnei Nezer from the sugi of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Av Beis Amud Beis Gabei Malchei Yisrael, that we count their years of rulership from Chedesh Nisan Ubimet Rishon Be'adar Ve'amad Acher Tachtav B'Nisan. Let's say the first king dies in Adar, and then his son takes his place in a Nissan, Melech ben Melech. You would think that he gets 2 years. He's now counted as being in his second year. ובמת ראשון באדר ומד אחר תרתיו מיצדן והוא מלך בן מלך דסל כדעתך דנמנה לתרתין שנין. You're going to count for him 2 years. Rashi explains, because the Malchus is a Yerusha, as it says, Leman Yarich Yomim HaMamlachtoi Hu Bonof Bekerav Yisrael. He and his children have an elongated Malchus. V'kamash Malan D'mikol Makom Maninan Lei Min Nisan Kevan Shelo Amad Ela B'Nisan. So the Kamash Malan is that we count from Nisan, since he only actually stood from Nisan. Ayin Sham in the Gemore in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Beis Omud Beis V'Kashe Kevan Shehamalchut Yerusha Harei Na'asa Miyad Melech Be'Adar. According to what we're saying, the Malchus is a Yerusha. It's a direct continuation. It's seamless, as we put it. And therefore, he's immediately king in Adar. And why Be'emes don't we count from 2 years? Ve'ayen Sham Bechatam Sofer Hochiach Mizeh וגם מלך בן מלך באים מינוי וקודם לכן אינו מלך. So he's מחדש the Chasam Sofer that a מלך בן מלך requires an appointment, and beforehand he's not a מלך. Before this appointment he's not a מלך, and that's why he's only considered a מלך from Nisan. And this contradicts what we learned in the Rambam, that by a melech ben melech, we don't require ha'amoda. V'yesh lomar, d'lemavuar b'divrei rashi, b'kritut, b'dav ha'amud bet, d'ha, d'kshayesh machloket, ba'im meshicha, b'melech ben melech, hu mishum, d'becha ha'gavna, Leka de Bekoin Gadol de Bechai Gavna Slicha Leka Yerusha. That explains Rashi, that when there's a machlokes, the Gemara says that you require a Mashiach if it's a Melech ben Melech. That's because in such an instance there's no Yerusha, and this will be explained in Mirtz Hashem in our future Shiurim. God should give us life and health. We should be able to continue this series. It's so incredibly awesome. So that's in Halacha Yud Beis. But as we know, we don't like to superficially treat these Rambams. So we get deeper and deeper and deeper into the Kishkes. So until we get to Yud Beis, it's going to take us some time. We have other things we're involved in as well, so we hope to get there. God should give us life and health. Al Koponim, the reason by Melech ben Melech requires Meshicha is when there's a Machlokas, is because in such an instance there's no Yerusha. And nevertheless, the Avnei Nezer in his famous Tshuva, Simen Shin Yud Beis, that we've referenced numerous times, and Sif Katan Yud, the Avnei Nezer proves that even Lashita Rashi מחויבים להשלים עמו ולמנויסוי אין שם מכמה ראיוס וצורך ביור הגדר. So there's no Yerusha. We have to make peace with him, right? Because there's a machlokas and who's going to become king. So there has to be peace made, and then he has to be appointed, this Melech ben Melech. So what's the Geder HaDvorim? D'mima nafshach? I'ika Yerusha Lama li Meshicha? if it's really a Yerusha, why is Mashiach necessary? He's a Melech ben Melech. So what does he need Mashiach for? Ve'ileka Yerusha. And if there's no Yerusha, so then why do you have to anoint him and reappoint him? There's no Yerusha anymore here. So based on what we said, we can understand very well, because the Avnei Nezer says there in Sifkot and Yud, that he writes that by a Kohen Gadol, where it doesn't say Bekerav Yisrael kibimelech, the Yalef Mina Bizman Sheshalom biYisrael, Gam b'machloikes Ika Yerusha. By a Kohen Gadol, it doesn't say among Israel like it does by a king. And by a king it says among Israel when there's Shalom in Israel. But the Kohen Gadol doesn't require that Shalom. So even if there's a Machloikes, there's still Yerusha. Ayin Sham the Avnei Nezer. So it's a different thing by a Kohen Gadol than there is by a Melech. So it would emerge, based on what we explain, that machlokes, when there is a quarrel, who is going to inherit, who is going to be appointed as the new king, that's only mevatel the din minui shel hu ubanav. In other words, we made a chiluk, we made a distinction, and our distinction was that when it comes to a king, the minui of the father encompasses all of the children of Lodiris. His son, his grandson, his great-grandson. That's what the minui does. Machloikes is mevatel that minui of hu banav. Hu banav bekerav Yisrael. But if it's not Shalom Yisrael, it's not bekerav Yisrael, so there's no more hu banav. The hu banav is mevatel. אבל מכל מקום דין ירושה מפרשת ירושה די כהן גדול שדין שחייה במה שיהיה למוריש ודאי כגם במלך. זה גבל דק החילוק. That 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 we're mevatel the Yerusha when it comes to a king, that's only, we're only mevatel that the minui of the father is chal on the child and grandchild and great grandchild. However, we don't say, and this is critical, that there's b'chal no Yerusha. Now the king, if there's a machloikes, the king gets the din Yerusha of a Kohen Gadol. Like we said, that by a Kohen Gadol, it doesn't say, Amnezer said, it doesn't say b'kerav Yisrael, b'zman sheshalom b'Yisrael, even by machlokes there's Yerusha. So by king also, even by machlokes there's Yerusha. There's Yerusha b'mishor she'ha'ez yeshchut la'ben, there's a right for the son to yarshin his father. But not that it's an automatic, that it goes directly from the father to the son. Seamlessly. That's misbattle when there's a Yerusha. But when there's a machlokes. But when there's a... but still, even la'achar ma'isa, even afterwards, when there's a machlokes, there's still going to be Yerusha miparshas Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol ba'al kochenu ba'ayla mishicha ke'ivan shu'in de'she'u shelo nechlal b'minoy mishicha shel morisho. However, now in the case of the king, in the case of Kohen Gadol, you need a new Mashicha on the son, because he's not the natural Hemshech of his father. You need a new Minui. So a king also needs a Minui, just like we said by Kohen Gadol. In other words, this Machlokas creates a situation where the king is now has the status of a Kohen Gadol. The Din Yerusha of a king has the status of the Din Yerusha of a Kohen Gadol. V'yesh lomar de'behachi ma'iri sugiya de Rosh Hashanah. Hanal, umishum hachi ein monin lo ela minisan. And maybe that's what the sugyan Rosh Hashanah is talking about, and that's why you only count from Nisan. When is it not seamless? When do you need a new minui? When there's machlokes. So maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about when it says that he's not appointed already in Adar when the father dies, but rather he's appointed anew in Nisan, and therefore you only count 1 year and not two. Ela. שממה שכתב שם ראשי בירושת מלך בן מלך מקרא דהו בניו משמע לא כמו שכתבתי. Wait a second, but Rashi brings the pasuk of מלך בן מלך הוא בניו. And here we're not talking about Yerusha in the parish of Melech. Here it's Yerusha in the parish of Kohen Gadol. So what we're saying doesn't shtim with Rashi. However, we can say that Adrabba, Ata Shapir Baze Divrei Rashi, Deayen Shem Berashi, Katav Zel Batar Shekvar Piresha Kamash Milan, Degam Melech Ben Melech Monim Olam Minisan, Vreikar Devaru Perusha Lasal Kadatach. Deaf Al Pi, Tekvar Ashmeinen, Beimnei Alei Meadar, Shemonim Lo Minisan, Hutzrach Lashmin et Shuadin Ken Bemelech, Ben Melech. Ve'al Zeh Yatzich Rashi Lefaresh, דהיינו משום שהמלכות ירושה היא. ומה הייתה עם הפירה של הרשי בכמה שמלן? ומכל מקום הוא מלך רק מניסן, שתם מדמילת היו שם שהמלכות ירושה הוא, היא. It's a strange Rashi. Rashi explains to us in the Kamash Malan is that you only count from Nisan. Kamash Malan you only count from Nisan because Malchus is the Yerusha. Fisha Malchus Yerusha hi. And therefore you only count from Nisan. Ma pitom. Rashi should have explained that on the Havamina. And the Havamina that you should count from Adar. Rashi should have told us, you know why you should think you should count from Adar? Because Malchus is the Yerusha. So the second the king dies, his son automatically gets it. So Kamash Malan, then no. Then you only start counting from Nisan. That's what it should have said. But Rashi says, no. And the Havamin, you're counting from Adar. Kamash Malan, then no. When the king dies in Adar, you count to the neck of his son from Nisan because it's a Yerusha. That explains the Havamin, to count from Adar, not the Maskana that you should count from Nisan. So that's the problem with Rashi. So based on what we said, Rashi is being merames to us. Why lefia emes is he not considered a king from the month of Adar? It should just go seamless, right? The king dies, automatically the son should take over. So on this Rashi writes, Sh'raka malchut Yerushai begeder shel hu banav. Malchus is the Yerusha begeder hu banav, and then you're going to get it from Adar, then the king is going to take over. When it's a direct seamless transition from the father to the son, then you're already counting from Adar. But if we have an instance where it's not hu banav, when is it not hu banav? When is it not a din Yerusha of a melech? When it's not Beker of Yisrael, who ban of Beker of Yisrael? So Rashi's telling us, when it's not Beker of Yisrael, when there's no Shalom, when there's a Machlokes, even though there's Yerusha, Rashi says there is Yerusha, but this Yerusha needs a Minui, and therefore he's only a king from Nisan. That's the Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, that he only appoint him for the only count from Nisan. V'tamo shel davar, she writes, V'isha Malchus Yerushai, because Malchus is Yerusha. V'chsiv l'man yarech yom amlach tohu banav. Malchus is a Yerusha, but not a Yerusha midin Malchus, because here there's a machlokes. This is going to be midin Yerusha shel Kohen Gadol, because you're only getting it directly when it's bedin hu banav v'ker of Kol Yisrael. So Rashi's telling us that when is Malchus Yerusha that it's seamless? L'man yarech yam u'amamlach tu hu banav v'ker of Yisrael. But mashma, if it's not hu banav v'ker of Yisrael, mashma that if there's machlokes, then when is there going to be a new king in Nisan? So what we're suggesting is that the Gemara here is talking about Melech ben Melech when there's Machlokas. And if it's Melech ben Melech when there's Machlokas, then Taki's only appointed in Nisan, not in Adar. And Rashi's telling us Malchus is Yerusha, and it goes directly from the father to the son, straight away. But that's only when it's Leman Yarech Yamim Amlach Tehu Banav, the care of Yisrael, as Rashi quotes the Pasuk. That it's only if it's going to be, there's peace in Israel. It's only if there's no Machlokas. Mashma, Rashi's Merames to us, that if there is Machlokas, then it doesn't go directly. And he didn't know Hamadas Melech. And maybe that's only going to start in Nisan. And you don't count from 2 years, you only count from Nisan. Now the Rambam Shita, we have to discuss a little bit more, because the Rambam holds even if there's a Machlokas, there's Yerusha, and you don't require Mashiach HaMikar Adin. However, as hopefully we're going to see in Halacha Yad Aleph, I'll be the Rambam, in the Perashah Mishnayis Tekrisus, if there's a Machlokas of the brothers that are worthy of inheriting the throne, even though he's the biggest brother, nevertheless, the Rambam is moda that you require a minui, and that's possibly even according to the Rambam, what the sugya is talking about, is a machlokas among the brothers. But akopanim, we want to say, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that we're talking this sugya about a melech ben melech when there's a machlokas about his appointment, and memela, since there's a machlokas, he needs a new minui, and that's why you're not counting directly from Nisan, from Adar, you're counting from Nisan. So, and that's midin Yerusha v'kohen gadol, and not midin Yerusha v'melech. Okay, so that was awesome. And with this, we can explain Eishita Mekubetzis and Ksubis in the Sugya there in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And hopefully in the future Shiurim, we will see that and other Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. And we still have Asach Tzereden. You understand Portuguese? We have a lot to talk about, sweet friends. Trust me, a lot, a welt. So please stay tuned. And God should be so kind and give us continued life and health and the financial means and everything we need in order l'mod v'lamed l'shmor v'lasot u'l'kayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li neder, we shall continue.